CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
This is Raccoon City, and I'm your host, Katie. I'm so happy you're here. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and enjoy some awesome music. Welcome. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, community radio station from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquim, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Welcome. My name is Katie, and I am the host of Raccoon City here on 90.1 FM every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy that you're here. Today I have some wonderful sounds. I've got some really cool, like, housey jazz sort of music. I've got some show reviews because I've been to a lot of really cool shows around Vancouver this week. I also have some up-and-coming shows if you're interested to hear all about the coolest shows in Vancouver happening this fall / winter. It's really awesome and really cool, so you should definitely stick around to hear all about it. For now, here is some sort of like housey jazz. I'm so into this genre of music right now, and I'll talk about it more in a little bit, but for this moment, here is As If by Dublon on their album Pollen. Thank you.
With the largest problem with sex discrimination would appear to be jazz. In general, women have to prove themselves as being good musicians to be respected, which is not the case for men. This and the conditions in which jazz is usually played contribute to the low number of women participating in jazz.
so epic. That was just Would Appear to Be Jazz by Bolden. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and I am your host for this next hour. This is my show called Raccoon City here on 90.1 FM every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. Thanks for being here. I'm really into like the mix, the blend of like house and jazz. It's like this really epic, it just like some really great sounds come out of this like nice blend. And there are some artists that do it just like so well. And right now my favorites would be Dublon, Pollen by Dublon. So good. Such a great album. Just like such a nice, wonderful blend of these two wonderful sounds. Such a great album. And then also Bolden, which I just played. And I love when songs or like tracks have like monotone vocals, like not really singing, just like talking in the beginning, and they like just like tell you about it, and then they don't bring it up again for the rest of the entire like track. Like I just think it's so sick. And this song, Would Appear to Be Jazz by Bolden, is so interesting. It's a little bit daunting, but that's okay, because you know what, live, love, laugh. And also, I really have been liking Lure. It's L-O-U-R-E. They're a really good mix of like house and jazz too. I mentioned Dublon, also Bolden, and Sven Wegner is also a really good artist in this sort of mixed genre setting that I'm in right now. I'm really obsessed with this sound currently. I'm eating it up, no crumbs. So I'm definitely expect to hear a little bit more of that, those sounds. And oh, I saw recently some artists that I've seen have been Night Tapes and Mac DeMarco here in Vancouver. Mac DeMarco was so cool, so swag at the Queen Elizabeth Theater. Literally the nicest. I met like so many cool people that night, and I was like, because sometimes when you go to shows, like the crowd that the artist brings in kind of, I don't know, sometimes in my brain I'm like, oh, this is kind of like representative of like who's listening to your music and who your fans are. And some, it's just really interesting to go to those shows and just kind of see what the like vibe is like between the mutual consumers of those sounds. And so the Mac DeMarco contest like just really like excelled my expectations of like really cool people and like just kind. It was very young though. The crowd was very young, and I did feel a little like, no. Anyway, you know what? No, I'm, anyway. Yes. So Mac DeMarco was really cool. Night Tapes was even cooler. They were just so ethereal. I love their sound. I like that the venue was at, just like it was a smaller venue. And it was just really, really all around a great time. So I'm going to play a little bit of Night Tapes now, because they just came out with their new album, Portals/Polarities. And I love their sounds. I love their music. I love everything about them. I love their... And I didn't... Oh, you know what? I'll talk about it after. Here is Swordsman by Night Tapes on their newest album, Portals/Polarities. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
so much fun. So cool. That was just Wayfair by Night Tapes on their newest album, Portal/Polarities. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Community Radio Station from Simon Fraser University. You are listening to Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm your host, Katie, and I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for being here. And so that was just Wayfair by Night Tapes. I love Night Tapes. And if you're into like sort of ethereal, like calming, like mind-bending, unique sounds and vocals, like you would like Night Tapes. They're such a fun band. They're from the UK. They just came to Vancouver. And it was just, it was so much fun. It was really fun. It was really cool. And it felt very like I felt very connected to like other possibilities and like communities like through their music and sound during their show. So I'd recommend listening to them, because also their newest album, Portal/Polarities, is so much fun and it's so cool. It's just got some really fun sounds, and also a lot of their other EPs and albums, just beautiful sounds all around. I love Night Tapes. I'm so happy I got to see them live. Also, shows that are coming up in Vancouver are Bass Victim, November 4th. I think I'd have to look into where they're playing. I'm going to this one. I'm so excited. Bass Victim is just like such, they're such a wonderful, wonderful like sound. Like they have such like, I just feel like they've really engineered their like early 2000s electric pop sort of hyper like sound, and it's so much fun to listen to. And I'm really excited to see their show. So they're coming. Oh my goodness. Subtronics is coming to Vancouver in February, which is really cool. But also I'm most excited because one of the openers for his show is Weathen, and I'm really obsessed with Weathen. But I'm going to talk about that obsession after this next few tracks, because I have more really epic music to play. So we were just listening to some really epic like housey jazz. We're moving into a little bit more of like upbeat sort of house, sort of electropop sort of dance type music. It's gonna get a little bit more fast pace. Up next is going to be Bob Moses also released a new album called Blink like literally 2 days ago. I love Bob Moses. I got to see him live this year. It was or